So today's lesson from the Gospel of John is the third Passover. And this is when we know that Jesus' death is imminent. We know that also know that the Passover is a reminder of God striking down the Egyptian babies, but letting the Israelite babies live. It commemorates God's passing over of them so that the Israelites will finally escape from the slavery inflicted upon them by the Egyptians. And it also anticipates the deliverance of all of God's creation in the story of Moses and the Israelites. So that's the past, and this is the present. Two Greeks, word has obviously gotten out about, who Jesus is. Two Greeks come to Philip and Andrew and want to see Jesus, or come to Philip and want to see Jesus, who goes to Andrew. We know that they are sought out because Philip and Andrew have Greek names, and they are known to be from Bethsaida. So like attracts like. And they go and they speak with Philip. And from there unfolds the story of Jesus not only talking to them about what will happen to him, that he will be lifted up and that many will look upon him, but that he must die so that the new creation can flourish. His death will bring about many believers. I often think about the Easter hymn, "Now the Green Blade Rises." In the final stanza, we are reminded that Jesus' death brings about new believers and new followers of the risen Christ. After he was laid in the tomb, as the hymn says, he was brought back to life. And when our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, thy touch will heal and bring us back to life again. That's the final verse of "Now the Green Blade Rises," and we can draw great comfort from when we are feeling lonely or sad, that Jesus will come again and that we will have eternal life. Again, I get ahead of myself. I think of Aggie, because so many times in our lives we have to let something go so that we can embrace something new. They're difficult things to do. I've often used the phrase about the grain of wheat falling into the ground for when I have to make an important decision in my life. Sometimes things have to die so that other things can grow. Aggie, like I said, was one of those people who may not have thought about it, but she embodies this passage from the gospel today. When she was in high school, her mother would give her $5 every day, and she would go to the, when she stopped at the party store on the way to the bus stop, she would buy a pack of cigarettes, a cup of coffee, and something called It's like a cupcake, like a ho-ho. And she would eat that every single day on the bus and smoke the cigarettes with her friends, half a pack, and begin the whole process over again. When she was engaged to be married, she and her fiancé decided that they didn't want their house to smell like cigarettes, so they both quit smoking. Aggie calls herself a tough Italian. So any tough Italians in this parish will certainly understand the character of Aggie. Once she quit smoking, she said her life took a bit of a turn. She'd always been a runner, but she could run faster. She felt better. Then she decided that she would quit drinking. And her friends would say to her, "Well, gosh, that's so nice." Not really thinking that she was sane at the time. But she said she ended up feeling even healthier. She'd lost more weight, her skin was clear. She just felt better in her body. I know Aggie because she teaches one of my exercise classes on Zoom, and she really is something to behold. Imagine this Long Island accent coming at you 4 days a week, telling you to put it down, pick it up, move around, take a break. And how much that means to all of us to witness her metamorphosis, her letting things go so that she could embrace a new life. Isn't that what all of us try to do during Lent? To let something go that is no longer serving us. Aggie said she could quit drinking during Lent quite easily, probably because she knew it had an end date. But quitting long term was a challenge. It's a challenge that any of us who have decided to quit drinking, myself included, is a challenge. Because the days of coming home and having that glass of wine or two are long gone, so that we can embrace a healthier lifestyle, to let go of old ideas and thoughts about ourselves. It's hard to make a change. It's hard to let something die so that something new can grow in its place. But that's exactly what this passage in the gospel is teaching us. That we can take on new things, new ideas, new ways of being and new ways of living. And it's not easy. Yes, it's painful. Sometimes it's awful. But once we get past the few weeks or few days of giving up whatever it is, chocolate, your phone, drinking, shopping, the whole ways that keep you from being who you're supposed to be or even who you want to be. And that's why I gave up drinking. I wasn't who I wanted to be. I got tired of punishing myself every morning coming here, thinking I could do better, be better. I didn't want to end up like my mother or my aunt or my dad. I wanted to be a better person. I wanted to be a better priest for you all, and I wanted to be a better follower of Jesus. Letting something go opened up my life in ways I hadn't thought of. And I share all of this with you not to tell you that I'm great. You already know that. But to tell you that I really wanted to change, that I really wanted to be different. Healthier, I wanted my skin to be clearer. I didn't want to have headaches anymore. I also wanted to be a good priest and embrace the vows that I took all of those years ago. People like Aggie give me strength when I feel like I want to go back. People like Aggie, with their positive, sunny outlook on life, make me think that all things are possible, that we need one another. Collectively, we are stronger together than we are alone. I also think that people like Aggie show us the way, just as Jesus showed the way to the disciples. And he didn't promise an easy way. He promised a way that would open them up to a new life, that they could let go of those things that were weighing them down and finally embrace what he was calling us to, loving our neighbors as ourselves, which I think is the most important piece of that scripture. But it also reminds us, without one another, we are nothing. And without him, we are nothing. Amen.